When you appropriate a promise, you are appropriating the reality of God. Did you catch that? That was pretty deep. The reality. See, there's a reality that evolves around facts. This is for real. Don't tell me this ain't no microphone. I know it's a microphone. That ain't no real mic. No, yes, it is. It's on. It's hot. Everything. It's real. It's a reality. But there's a reality of God. He's real. But he's outside of this reality. This reality is inside of God's reality. And it's by faith that we access that reality through the promises. God told you, or Paul said it to the Philippians, you've meditated, you've prayed this verse, you've meditated on this. See, a whole lot of stuff is not going to manifest unless there's the act of meditating, thinking deeply, getting away from the hustle and the bustle, and letting God deal with your framework, your brain, and all the stuff, and infiltrate you with his presence. See, that moment, there's a reality. It's like what I like the term high praise. You've heard me say it before. When you sense that strength and that joy, how many know what I'm talking about? Amen. That's the real you. Amen. That's who you really are. It's just we come back into this realm, and then we deal with all this stuff, and then it kind of gets clouded a little bit. You know, you lose sight of it. But when you get back into the presence of God, the real reality, you see that you are a king. You can do all things through Christ. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Huh? I know God's going to do this thing. Hello? That's the reality. That's what's real. That's what our future is. If you're like me, you can think of things right now that at one time you only believed for, that you thought about, but eventually you stepped into the reality of it. It came to pass. Everybody's had something that's come to pass. Well, God desires to flood your life. Flood your life with this reality of him. Heaven on earth. Amen? So it's very important that we understand the reality of God is in his promises. You know, a sinner can sense his presence, his omnipresence. He come in a service, he can sense the presence of God. But the reality of God in a person's life is found in the appropriating of his promises. You see, the blessing is not in the amount of faith that you have. The blessing is manifested in obedience. When you obey, you appropriate this, there's the reality of it. Are you hearing? When you appropriate, when you act, we talked about fighting and what fighting meant. It meant to act toward your goal. Act, do something toward a goal that you have set. Acting, that's fighting in a sense. But when you act on the word, when there's obedience, the blessing manifests. You can be believing and believing and believing and believing and not acting. What did James say? The devils believe and tremble, but they can't act. So when there's an act, when you tell somebody, go ahead and act. Make a move. Do something. Say something. Think a thought. Move toward that goal. It don't have to be a big deal. Just move toward that goal. You keep moving toward that goal before you know it. You're going to find something happening on the inside of you where there's transformation taking place. Where you're going to be able to see it more and more clearly. You're going to become more and more aware of what God has already done. See, there's a realm where everything is done already. Hello. I said there's a realm where it's done already. God's not scrambling trying to get something ready for you. It's done already. And he gave us the access code. He rent the veil and gave us the code to go in. To go in and access what is already ours. Tell somebody it's a finished work. Tell them I'm getting mine. In Jesus' name. But see, I can't let facts Excuse me, I can't let the facts of this present moment determine my future. Come on, tell somebody, square your shoulders. Start walking like you got a pocket full of money. If you're broke, start walking like you got it. Start thanking God for it. Start decreeing some things. Walk like it's already in your pocket and it's burning in your pocket. Hello, Holy Ghost. Come on. See, what you're calling on is your resource. See, it's the enemy will use and the world will use lack to try to get you that crazy. Now, crazy might be a strong word, but to get you to act foolishly. Lack, get you to start panicking. Get you to start worrying. Get you to start drifting away from the word and the promises. I got to do something. That's what lack will try to do. But when you stand firm in the word, you're not going to be moved by that. Because you're not going to be moved by what you see. See, because what you see is not it. Hello, I said what you see is not it. That's not it. That's not God. God's there. You start spending time and taking time in the word, then you're going to start seeing something differently. Tell somebody your awareness is going to come alive. When your awareness starts coming alive, you start getting upgraded. All of a sudden, you start walking with an air of confidence, an air of trust, an air of rest. You're not worried about it. You know that God's in control. And you know what? God is not out to disappoint you. God is not out to embarrass you. God is not out to just crush you down and tell you, I told you so. If God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, tell somebody, God's on my side. Like Moses told the Lord, he said, Lord, if you kill all these folk, you ain't going to look so good. These nations ain't going to think so highly of you. Let me just say this, and I don't mean to sound blasphemous. And the Lord said, well, you know you're right. Maybe I won't kill him. I'm going to give him another chance. And so he spared him in the wilderness. Because see, you know what? Your success is going to make God look good. That's why we are here. We are his ambassadors, his representatives. For me to fail all the time and be out, you know, down and out and disgusted and busted and broke and all that. That's not, how am I representing God? Folk look and say, that's the wrong God. Yeah, I'm over here worshiping Buddha and I'm at least I'm making it. At least I ate last night. Huh? No. God wants you to look good, if I can say it that way, because it's going to make him look good. Especially when you make your boast in him. When you get blessed and you get through and you came through that trial and now blessings are flowing toward you. You say, you know, nothing but God. Child, my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He the one that set me free. He the one that blessed me. He'll do the same for you. You know where I came from. We were smoking that crack in the alley together, but you see what God has done for me. Come on. Make your boast in the Lord. Amen. When you walk in the power of the prophetic, it's like living in heaven on earth. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean that everything's going your way. You can be going through trials and tests. But you are still insulated. You're still walking in heaven on earth. Because, yeah, I'm seeing that. But that's not dictating my life. That's not determining my joy. That ain't stole my peace. Huh? That ain't got my victory. I'm still walking in victory. I know what happened yesterday, but I'm still in victory. I know God is still on the throne. And guess what? He'll take what happened yesterday and work it together. Come on, he'll turn that thing around. God is always working things together. You know what happened last time? Yeah, God is working it together. You know what they said last week? Yeah, but God took it and he's working it together. You remember I messed up last week? God took that and he's working it together for your good. It ain't going to work against you. This is what you have to understand. A prophetic person understands this. That's why they walk in such an air of confidence. Because if God be for you, see, there is no counsel against God. I don't care what people devise, what they say, what they try, what they talk about, what they look like, how they threaten, how they intimidate. There is no counsel against God. If God be for you, who can be against you? And even if you have to suffer for a little while, our light affliction is but for a moment and is working for us a much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are going to change. They are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Tell somebody, that's who I am for real. Come on, we are gaining in glory. I said, we are going from glory to glory to glory. And you know the wonderful thing about it? You don't have to, even though we make every effort in the spirit, you don't always do things right. You know what I mean? You don't always get an A on the test. But tell somebody, God got your back. You are His. You are in His family. He gonna see about you. You are a citizen of His kingdom. Tell somebody, no child left behind. Ain't none of us getting left behind. Boy, that's shouting ground right now. Ain't nobody getting left.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 82 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Prophetic Upgrades. God is in control the moment you believe. A strategy from God cannot fail. It's God's heart and mind. We must be patient. Some things take time. Our job is to stand firm and wait on God. Allow God to deal with your framework and your mind. He is outside of time. He is the God of eternity. When you don't spend time with the Lord, you begin to worry. This is not a kingdom principle. Allow your life to be consumed with the presence of the Lord. Watch your life begin to upgrade.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.